Okay, update on the injuries. Curry's still out with a knee. Tywan Jones got a hamstring in practice. We'll see where that's at. Leckler's still got the knee. Seymour, more preventative than anything else, but it's dealing with his knee. McGee has the hamstring still. Denarius Moore still with a hamstring. Bartell missed practice today with a hamstring. And then obviously we got Richard Gordon back. So that's kind of where we're at injury-wise. Yeah, we released Travis Ivey this morning.
Any chance he would, you think, about bringing him back if he got in shape and got to the point?
Yeah, I mean, just like everything else, I mean, we'll keep all doors option, you know, all options open, and do anything that we can to try to help this football team. But right now, that just wasn't something that we felt like was going to help the team.
Officials out here today, much less conspicuous with the replacement crews than with the usual crews in terms of throwing flags. So I was curious how that works this year. Is there still the presentation that the players get from the officials, or is that not happening this year?
No, we still had a presentation from the officials. Bill Vinovich came in and did that. He's the Western Regional Supervisor for officials, and so he came in and did the presentation. And then, you know, obviously the officials were out at practice today, and you know, my thing to them was, you know, let's we get a penalty, we'll throw the flag, but we won't do anything to stop practice.
Didn't seem like there's a lot of flags.
No, there wasn't a lot of flags, but there were still a few penalties that we got to get corrected.
Talk about Rod Streeter. Is he continuing to impress you?
Yeah, Rod's doing a nice job. You know, I wish he would have made that play in the 2-minute drill, you know, on the nice 7 route there. But, you know, every day he does a little bit something else to kind of grab your attention. And that's what it's all about. I mean, you know, like I've been telling you guys from day one, I mean, the evaluation process takes time. And, you know, part of getting notices every day, you kind of do a little something different and, you know, make a play here and there where it kind of catches our attention.
What's really caught, as far as catching your attention about him, has it been his physical attributes? Is it, or I think I've heard a lot of people talk about his work ethic and his study habits off the field. What's caught your
Yeah, well, I mean, I think all that goes into it. But at the end of the day, when I look at it, I look up and I see him making, you know, big catches down the field and explosive gains for our offense. And that's really, at the end of the day, what I'm concerned about. And, you know, every day you look up and he's making a play down the field.
Well, Bartell's status on the team, is he past the physical or is he active?
Yes, he was activated today. Mm-hmm. Today was a, you know, there's a new 3-day transition period, so today was day one of that transition mm-hmm. period. Tomorrow he'll be able to be out in non-contact situations, much like the rest of the team was when we came out and practiced early in the week on Monday and Tuesday.
And then the following day, third day?
Same thing. Day 2 and 3 are all the same, and then full contact on day 4.
How long was that kick right there, Jim? Was that 65?
It was right at 60.
Right at 60?
Yeah.
He's so comfortable with Shane and everything. I mean, yesterday Matt was in there for a couple of times. How big of an adjustment is that for him trying to get used to a different holder?
Well, I think anytime you change things up a little bit, there is an adjustment period. But he's such a veteran, you know, kicker, I wouldn't expect it to be that much of a problem.
Shane making any progress?
He is. You know, now when he gets back out here, I don't know for sure, but he's continuing to work at his rehab process, and, you know, when the time's right for him to start kicking again, we'll have him back out here kicking.
Is he doing that on site?
Yes. Yes.
What are your impressions of Marquette King so far?
I think he's done a nice job, but I'd like to see him more consistent. And I think you see that in a lot of young players. As a matter of fact, we talked to the whole team today about consistency, and that's how you win the National Football League. And you can't be up one play and down the next, or up one day and down the next. You got to be consistent in what you do. So that's something that I've preached to him on trying to work on an everyday basis.
You know, your linebacker group right now, you don't have – you know, we don't have Aaron out there, but as a whole, what have you seen and what have you liked, or what do you want them to get better at?
Well, again, I want to see more consistency. I think, you know, from the first, you know, group, I've been fairly pleased. I think Rolando McLean's having a nice camp. Phillip Wheeler's having a nice camp. Miles Burris, he's another one of those guys that flashes at you and does some nice things, but he's got to, you know, be more consistent. He still makes a lot of rookie mistakes. But we've got to be better at our backup linebacker positions.
We're kind of prototypical 3-4 nose and Ivy gone. What does that do to your 3-4 hybrid scheme?
Won't change it at all. You know, there's a, you know, 3-4 is a personnel grouping. It's not necessarily a mentality of the way that you play defense. You know, Dallas has played 34 defense with an undersized nose for a lot of years now. And so I don't really worry about that. You know, we got to, if we decide to put some 3-4 groupings out there, we just got to change up how we use them.
At what point are we getting worried about Denarius and his hamstring situation? I know those can be really pernicious.
Well, I mean, it's a concern, you know, because it's been a lingering, nagging type of deal. So, you know, we've got to make sure that we're diligent in the rehab process and make sure we continue to get that strengthened so that it's not an issue, you know, during the season and we're not dealing with this on an everyday or every week basis.
Without Ivy here, do you feel like you need to fill in his spot for depth purposes?
We'll look and see. I mean, our numbers are fine from a defensive line standpoint. We've got plenty of numbers there. But we'll look and see what's out there, if there's somebody that we feel like can come in and compete.
Coach, you play a game in 8 days, and a lot of coaches have different philosophies. How much do you game plan, and how much do you just do what you do?
Well, a lot of what we'll do early in the preseason is kind of do a little bit of what we do. It won't be so much about what Dallas is going to do or what Arizona is going to do. We will game plan, but a lot of it is we just want to see our guys go out and play and compete and see what they do in a competitive environment against another team.
And do you have all of your game day preparation all worked out, how the staff is going to work together?
Yeah, we've got all that ready to go, and it'll be fun to get out there and actually play a game and see how it all operates.
Coach, you had a I guess you had a coach in high school, Tim Edwards, and KTVK TV, I guess, in Texas, wanted to ask you a question. He described you as a Brahma bull, hostile, mobile, and agile. What kind of an impact has he had on your life and maybe even now?
Well, I mean, he was my high school coach, you know, and so growing up in the state of Texas, you know, a lot of times those high school coaches are your father figures and guys that you really look up to. And I think I was fortunate to be in the environment that I was in and all the way from junior high through high school. And those guys, you know, coaches have always been my heroes, and that's who I've always looked up to.
Anything in particular that carries you to this day and to this new job?
Just his work ethic and the way he went about doing his job. And, you know, that's something that I've always tried to follow.
Coach, you talk.
What's the role of the fullback in this offense? Marcel has done things the last couple of years that not a lot of the traditional fullbacks do. But in this offense, how does that play out?
Well, I mean, the fullback primarily, you know, in this offense, he's got to be a blocking fullback. The way the scheme is set up, he doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, kind of the old-fashioned smash mouth type of guy. But the thing that we've got to do as a staff is we've got to find out what our guys can do and what they do well, and then put them in those situations. And if we've got a guy, whether he's a fullback, wide receiver, tight end, doesn't matter, if he presents a mismatch for a defense, and we're going to find ways to utilize it.
Because Marcel does do so many different things, could you foresee a situation where maybe he's split out and you have another fullback, whether it's Manasseh or,
oh, sure,
or Owen?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I could definitely see that. I mean, you know, we watched all the tapes from last year. I got a chance to see him up close and personal. So, you know, I know that's something that is one of his assets to this team. So I could see us, you know, splitting him out and doing some different things with him.
Are you going to hit again tomorrow?
We're going to be in pads again tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah. Are there, you know, with the reduced amount of time that you have, will there be a higher percentage of padded practices, you think, than in the past?
Yeah.
Where you've been before?
Yeah. I mean, you know, when you were working, you know, two-a-days, you know, generally the rule was you'd go 2 days, you know, pads in the morning and, you know, shells or no pads in the afternoon. And so that's kind of what we're doing. We're getting one practice a day as a padded practice, and then we're getting, you know, a little bit of walkthrough time on the other stuff.
Based on what you've seen so far, how big do you anticipate the impact being of having a new defensive end, Tolleson, come in from another team, and then Shaughnessy, who was here, but he was hurt? So I have those two guys actually being here and playing.
Well, I think they're going to be an impact. I think when we've got all of our guys up front and they're healthy and going, I think they're going to be a formidable opposition. And I think both those guys, although they're different, they both have, a skill set that we think we can utilize.
What different in what key ways?
Well, Shaughnessy is a bigger, more powerful guy, and Dave is a little bit, probably a little bit more of an athletic type of guy.
Coach, you talked a lot about the zone blocking scheme. How's the offensive line coming together as a whole, and who stands out to you?
Well, I think the offensive line is coming together. Again, just like everybody else, they got to be more consistent. I've been pleased with Khalif Barnes. I think he's done a pretty good job for us. Mike Brizell, obviously. I think Wiz is coming along at the center position. There's still some things that he's, got to continue to work on to get better. And then Veldier over on the left side, he's kind of, he's the steady Eddie guy. I mean, you don't really notice him, and then all of a sudden, you look up and you say, hey, he's had a pretty nice day. So, and Cooper's done a nice job. He's a little bit older, and he's relying a little bit more on his veteran savvy.
What do you like about
Bryce? Tough. Mm-hmm. He's the type of player that we want. Whether he's the best athlete out there or not, he's got that mentality that we preach on a day-in and day-out basis. He is a very mentally and physically tough football player.
How much bringing him in was not just due to the fact that he had the background in Greg's system, but the fact that he could help maybe teach that to the younger guys?
Well, I think it's that, but, I think it's, those things I just talked about his tough mentality and the way that he's got that mental toughness that we're looking for. And the more guys that you can get that fit that quality, it permeates the locker room, and that's what we're looking for.
Is the crowd out here, is it just sort of background white noise, or does it affect the way you all do anything out here on the practice field?
Well, I mean, I think obviously you notice the crowd. My message to the players is, we got work to do, and let's get our job done and not worry so much about what's going on with the crowd. But I think anytime you get the fans out here, guys get a little bit more, they ratchet it up a little bit more because they want to look good in front of the fans.
How have the other backup D-tackles looked? Was that a factor at all in waiving Ivy? Or?
No, that wasn't a factor at all in our decision with Travis Ivy. And I think the backup tackles, obviously Dez Bryant, I'm very pleased with him. We've got to find out who that fourth defensive tackle is going to be, and we're going to let those guys compete and see who ends up on top.
Anyone have an early lead? Anyone impress you so far?
I don't know that anybody's got the early lead. I think we're going to just let that thing play out a little bit.
Looks like in a mini camp there was you were using three tight ends that do different things. But Myers seems like he's done a lot. I mean, has he pretty much stepped up so far with two good young players?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he's been a consistent player for us. Obviously with Richard being out for a few days, that kind of set him back a little bit. But Brandon Myers has been a pleasant surprise for us, at the tight end position. And I think having three kind of different type of players is going to help us.
Mm-hmm.